This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu kubvumbi 6, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Izvo vakandemiri ndo zviri kuitika chaizvo chaizvo. Nokuti vashandi veRailways vazosvika pakuona kuti hakuna imba yaungagara usingabhadhari rent. Hakuna imba yemunhu yaungagara uchingopa maexcuse usina chauri kubhadhara. Ndosaka vati aiwa, Railways are employer, chega tinde kunogara ipo pake pasingabhadharwi, totiuya nemhuri dzedu ipapo.
Vashandi veNRZ nemhuri dzavo voratidzira pamahofisi ekambani iyi muHarare.
Saka tiri panzvimbo pamegawati pataifanira kutangira kuratidzira chimacha kuenda kuKuwait Embassy. Saka ipapo tasvika paine mapurisa Riot Police yakawanda ichiti ibvai pano, hamuna mvumo yekuti munge muchiita kuratidzira kwenyu.
Mapurisa anodzivisa kuratidzira kwemasangano emadzimai ari kunyunyuta nekunonoka kudzoswa kwemadzimai ari kubatwa senhapwa kuKuwait. Batore Zanu PF nhasi raita musangano wePolitbureau mukuedza kwaro kugadzirisa matambudziko okomba. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mapurisa anodzivirira mvongamupopoto nhasi adzivisa madzimai anga achida kuratidzira muHarare achinyunyuta nezvekunonoka kudzoka kudzoka munhapwa kwemamwe madzimai emuZimbabwe ari kuKuwait. Madzimai aya akaenda kunyika iyi achinzi aizowaniswa mabasa akanaka, asi vasvikako vakatanga kubatwa senhapwa vasingabhadharwe. Masangano anorwira kodzero dzemadzimai anotire Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance ne Zimbabwe Activists Alliance ndiwo anga achitungamira kuratidzira uku. Madzimai aya anga achida kunoratidzira kumuzinda weKuwait muHarare, uyo une vamwe vashandi vakabatwa mumambure ekuendesa zvisharo zveZimbabwe muhunhapwa. Mutemo wenyika unobvumidza vanhu kuratidzira kana vazivisa mapurisa, asi mapurisa anogara achityora mutemo nekurambidza vanenge vachiratidzira zvikuru vanopikisa. Muzvare Linda Masarira vesangano reZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance vanoti mamwe madzimai matatu ambosungwa ndokuzoregedzwa uye vaitawo hurukuro naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Takaisa notification yedu girakapera kuvetarapi kuti tichange tichida kuti tigumacha kuenda kuKuwait Embassy kunosiya petition yedu kuti vasikana vakanyeperwa vachida mabasa vasiri kubatwa zvakanaka, vari kubatwa zvibharo nezviro zvakasiyana siyana kuKuwait vakurumidze kudzoswa kunyika yedu. Nekuti tine vasikana vari kuKuwait vatiri kutaura navo every day, vari kutiudza kuti vari kugara paembassy uye magariro avari kuita ipapo haana kumira zvakanaka, sezvo vakawanda vari panzvimbo imwe chete. Takuda kutanga demonstration yedu, mapurisa uya akatiti hamuchakwanisi kuita demo. Izvo ndokuvabvunza kuti hatikwanisi kuita nei zvikanzi kuKuwait uyendwe. Mukaenda kuKuwait Embassy munenge maizedha Kuwait, uye zvinokanganisa relationship yeKuwait neZimbabwe. Isu tikavabvunza kuti saka muri kuti hatina kodzero here isu semadzimai kuti titi madzimai anga akurumidze kudzoka saka ndiendai ku central police station ipapo patanga tiri kuda kuti tiedze kutienda ku central kwacho kunotaura nevakuru vemapurisa vabva vatora vasikana vatatu vatanga tinavo ndokuvaisa motikari mavo vakati masungwa nekuti hakusikuda kutedzera zvatiri kuda patazoenda ku central police station tanoona dispo wacho anonzi Nobitisa Unyama pane kuti atiudze zvinhu zvine musoro iye anga ari kutotiudza kuti zvamunoita hazvisi pamutemo
remangwana rakamira sei makatarisa kurwirwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai nyanya panyaya iyoyi yekuwait nekubatwa nhapwa kuri kuitwa madzimai
ramangwana mamirira rakaitwa nderekuti tiri kunoita agent high court application yekuti government ione kuti madzimai iwayo adzoka zvakare gweta redu tataura naro tikati tikwanise kuti tiendese petition yedu kuwait embassy inotaridzira kuti tiri kuda kuti madzimai iwayo akurumidze uye honorable Tabitha Khumalo vatoti ivo pavanenge vachienda kuparliament nhasi vari kunoitaura nyaya iyoyo kuparliament yekudzikirirwa kwemadzimai nekurambidzwa kuti vamirire kodzero dzavo
vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance muzvare Linda Musarira vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganyawe weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Mavelous aitawo hurukuro nemumwe wemadzimai ambochengetedzwa nemapurisa muzvare Lynette Mudewe.
Tanga tiri panzvimbo pamegawati patafanira kutangira kuratidzira chimacha kuenda kuWait Embassy. Saka ipapo tasvika paine mapurisa Riot Police yakawanda ichiti ibvai pano hamuna mvumo yekuti munge muchiita kuratidzira kwenyu. Saka isi tamboramba tiripo tichimbotaura nawo takamirira kuti gweta redu rinotora tsamba iyo yavanga vachiti vane responsi yedu kukamba yemapurisa. Saka mapurisa vaona kunge tanonoka zvakanyanya kuti tibve panzvimbo ibva vatitora tiri vatatu vakati iwe ndiwomwe mutungamiri wacho ndokutipwidza muzivo rori rauraya rakazara Riot Police tikagadzikwa murori imomo for more than an hour tavunza kuti mhosva yatapara ndeipi vati hatikwanisi kukudzai kuti mapara mhosva ipi takatoda kuburuka vakati hamuburuki vazotiti tiburuke after an hour takangogara murori iyi mune mapurisa ane Riot zvinova zvinhu zvisinganakidzi kana iwe usiri mupurisa.
Asi mabatwa sei pamamakagara umu uyezve mawanikwa muchiendeswa unonyorerwa madoketi here kana kuti mazongoburiswa mukanzi chiendai?
Vangotiti iwe newe newe uyai pano vakabata mabaton stick avo vachida kutirova ndokuti pindai mumota saka taisakwanisa kutiza kana kuramba tangowo sevanhu vanotedzera mutemo tangotedzera zvavanga vachiita hapana mhosva yavatipa hatina kukamba kwataenda tangobatwa kweawa iyoyo tiri mumota imomo.
Saka zvamira zvakadai imi muchaita sei semadzimai panyaya iyoyi yemadzimai ari kuKuwait?
Ini ndakamira samuzvare Mudewe ndinoti sekutaura kwatinongotaura tiri kuti madzimai ari kuKuwait ngaadzoserwe muZimbabwe uye meseji yedu kunyange takambidzwa kuendesa tsamba yedu kuembasi yeKuwait. Embasi yeKuwait yakuziva kuti madzimai emuZimbabwe ari kuti dzoserai vana vedu uye regedzai kutora vana vedu muchinovaita nhapwa Kuwait. Hurumende yeZimbabwe iyazvinzwa futi kuti dzoserai vana vedu ngavabve kuKuwait. Gadzirisai nyika mabasa awanikwe vana veZimbabwe varegedze kunoitwa nhapwa kuKuwait nedzimwe nyika dzakawandisa dziri pasi pezuva rino.
Vanga vari muzvare Lynette Mudewe vesangano reZimbabwe Activists Alliance vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganyawe weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Vashandi vekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe kana kuti NRZ muHarare vari pakurangwa mabasa vanonzi vaungana nemhuri dzavo kumahofisi ekambani iyi kuLokinva kuRugare vachiti havachina kwekugara vamwe vachiti vakaburiswawo mudzimba dzavairoja. Mutungamiri werimwe sangano rinomirira vashandi veNRZ reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union kana kuti ZARU vakamurai mwoyo vanoti madzimai evashandi ava nemhuri dzavo vakabatana nevarume vavo kubva nechishanu chapfuura vachirara pamwe nekuswera panze pemahofisi ekambani iyi vachiti NRZ ivabhadhare mari dzavo dzemihoro dzemwedzi gumi nemishano yavasati varipwa. Vashandi veNRZ muHarare, Mutare, Gweru neUlawayo vanonzi vari kurangwa mabasa kubva svondo rapera vachida kubhadharawo mari dzavo idzi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navamoyo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Izvo vakandimiri ndo zviri kuitika chaizvo chaizvo nokuti vashandi veRailways vazosvika pakuona kuti hakuna imba yaungagara usingabhadhari renti, hakuna imba yemunhu yaungagara uchingopa maexcuse usina chauri kubhadhara. Ndosaka vati aiwa Railway is an employer. Chile katinde kuno karai kwa kwake pasinga badar. We touchi ane muri zedi papo. Saka waka hungana wachanje railway kuwarari kuloki nipa.
Saka yuwe railway watambira sei dano iri.
Railway wakaenda wakano apply a shokos order. Kuti ministry tindire. Tika inda tikano apia. Izuza taka taura kama union. Taka di railway anga ya hito mbo fati ni kunge ya uya kutiku ministry. Kuzotaka shokos order. Because pamtemo chinangwa che shokos order. Ndoto kuti utaure kuti chini chini kuitika problemu chini. What is the reason? But niko rewe zivizi ni wano iziva. Saka nara wangu 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 kwa minister. Waisa nangu kasa nyayawa cha andile reruwei. Mukatiyo mkutitewa kapatara masalari. Andipu kutu wachandile reruwezi kana wangu kapatara kwa salari yavu. Waiwe nda pastirai. Shasu ngariti.
Saka hii muri ngani zaunga na pa maofisi reruwe iku kuloke nifo?
Hii muri takati kuti. Kina kutu wachandile reruwei. Wariku harare. Wainda iyo kuloke nifo ne muri zaavu. Ndoko wariku rara ndoko wariku karaitapu.
Varukuwa nakupe zvinhu zvakaita semvura nezvimbuzi.
Mvura nezvimbuzi vandotora ya railway because railway ndo pane mvura yacho. Ndo pane zvimbuzi yavo zvimbuzi zvacho zvishota. But kwakungopotereza kuti vaite zviripo izvozvo.
Saka pari nhasi kutaurirana kwasvika papi ne railway.
Railway haina zvairi kutaura. Kande miri zvinodoshamisa. Kuti isu pasiri panapa taifunga kuti railway nyasi uno. Ingadai yamanya manya kuti kuti ayi vakomana. Ndiyo kumbira wati tage upakati kwa wati tage upakati. Bati ya wati kita isosho. Ini sedi. Nishaka fano munu wakurova. Munu wakurova upa amanya kukoti kuno kuripota iwe. Railway haipari niku inda kumanya kuno ripota. Washandi kutu washandi wari pastrike. Washandi wa railway ndiwa yopana kuto manya kuminisiro kileka kuno ripota.
Avanga vari mutawiri wesanga nore washandi wa railway. Avanga vari mutawiri wesanga nore washandi wa National Railways of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vakamurai moyo. Tazobatawo mutauriri we National Railways of Zimbabwe vafanuro masikati avo vataura kuti kambani yavo zvechokwadi iri kutatarika kubhadhara vashandi uye vashandi vari kuramwa mabasa vari kurara pamahofisi ekambani yavo kulokinva. Vamasikati vaudza Studio 7 kuti kambani yavo ine chido kwazvo chekuti ibhadhare vashandi vayo asi mamiriro yakaita zvinhu munyika munyaya dzezveupfumi ndiwo ari kuvatadzisa kuzadzisa chido ichi. Vati bhizimusi rekutakura vanhu pamwe nezvinhu iro rinosiraramisa NRZ mazuva ano rakadzikira zvikuru vakati nhaurirano pakati pevashandi nevashandirwe dziri kuenderera mberi. Batore Zanu PF ririkuita musangano waro wePolitbureau nhasi kuedza kupedza matambudziko asangana nebato iri zvikuru nyaya dzekurwisana panyaya yekuti ndiani achatora chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kana vasiya basa. Pano kunetsana kunotyisa pakati pechikwata chinonzi chiri kutsigira mutewedzero wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nechimwe chinonzi Generation 40 chinotsigirwa naamai Grace Mugabe. Kunetsana uku kunonzi kwakanyanya mudunhu reMidlands, Masvingo, Mashonaland East neMashonaland West. Dzimwe nhengo dzebato dzakatarisana nekudzingwa mumatunhu aya. VaMugabe mangwana vachasangana nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko vozoita musangano weCentral Committee nemusi wechishanu. Kuti tizeye zviri kuitika muzano PF, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachitungamira Media Center vaErnest Mudzenge.
Misangano iyi yakagara yakarongwa kare. Asi zvendikangotaura ndezvekuti pane nyaya nevanhu vanopinda mudariro. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti Zanu inoda kuti imise kunyongana nokupokana kuri mukati mayo. Saka misangano iyoyi yose iyi ichashanda takanangana naizvozvo. Musangano wePolitbureau nhasi vachataura kuti zvichamira sei vachitarisawo nyaya dzimwe dzine chekuita nevamwe vakanzi vane mhosva mubato vakaiswa pamberi pedisciplinary committee. Saka vachazvitarira izvozvo. And then tiri kuona kuti kumaho veterans, nyaya yemaho veterans yakunyanya kuitika. Muchaona kuti inyaya yokuti masimba vaMugabe asimbaradzwe. Ndo chokwadi chiripo. haisi nyaya yekuti maho veterans vachapuwa mukana wokuti vasumuke vachisoropo zvavamugaba aiwa vacha nyaya iripo ndeyekuti masimba avamugaba asimba racho. Then mukatarira mutaura kuti musangano wemaho veterans waiswa pakati pepolitbureau necentral committee mushure mokunge vamugabe vataura ivo kuti tichapedza nyaya dzose dzine chokuita nediscipline pamisangano iyoyi. Saka kana kuri kuti pane vamwe vachada kusumuka vachitsoropodza vamugabe kumusangano uchati wemaho veterans, vanogona futi kuti vaiswe pamberi pedisciplinary committee, nyaya yavo yotodhiliwa nayo yofinalize.
Asi nekunetsana kuri kuitika muzanu PF ku munoona misangano ichipedza here matambudziko aripaya?
Misangano haigoni kupedza, asi chokwadi iyo ndechokuti pane vamwe vanhu vanoto vachatopiwa zvitarafu zvakaoma, vamwe vachadzingwa zvichingodaro daro sezvakangoitikawo kuna mainjuru vakadzingwa asi matambudziko haana kupera. Apawo vamwe vachadzingwa asi matambudziko anogona kurega kupera. Dambudziko guru rinozorega kupera ndiroro rokuti bato rezanupiefu izvozvi rinofanira kuti rigadziriswe rive noutungamiriri hutsva, kuitira kuti vakuru varimo kana vasiya pange pane vamwe vatungamiriri vakagadzirira kuti vafambise basa iroro rinderere mberi.
Nyanzvi munyadzo zvematongerwo enyika vachitungamira Media Center vaErnest Mudzengi vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Tichiri panyaya iyi, sangano reZimbabwe Peace Project kana kuti ZPP raburitsa gwaro richishora zvikuru mhirizhonga iri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF nenyaya yekunetsana. ZPP inoti chikwata chinozivikanwa nekuti Al-Shababu chekukwekwe chakarova vamwe vatsigiri vebato iri mukunetsana kwavari kuita. Vakarohwa ava vanonzi vainge vaenda kunochingamidza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ava vainge vadzoka kubva kunoshanya kuSingapore neJapan mukupera kwesvondo. ZPP yakurudzira vatungamiri vebato reZANU-PF kuti vamise chikwata ichi kuita zvemhirizhonga, uye sangano iri rati riri kukatyamadzwa nenyaya yekuti zvikwata zvine mazita ezvikwata zvinopfurikidza mwero zvekuSomalia anotenderwa kuita madiro ajojina munyika. Chikwata cheAl-Shabab munguva dzesarudzo chinonzi nevanopikisa chinoshandiswa kuvashungurudza, asi iko zvino chiri kutsigira vamunangagwa. Nhengo yeZANU-PF Central Committee vaJoseph Chuma vaudza Studio 7 kuti vose vanoita zvemhirizhonga vanofanira kusungwa. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kuna vamunangagwa nezvenyaya iyi, asi Blessing abata mukuru weZPP Muzvare Justina Mukoko.
Tiri kushushikana zvikuru nemhirizhonga iri kuitika zvikuru sei mumapato, mukati nemapato, zvichiratidza kuti kune utungamiri hwakasiyana-siyana huri kuterwa. Zviri kukonzera kutambudzika kwevamwe vanhu. Isusu tinoziva kuti bumbiro remutemo reZimbabwe rinobvumidza vanhu kutera zvavanoda nekusangana nevavanoda, ikodzero yavo. Hapana munhu anofanira kunge ari kurohwa nekuti asarudza kuita zvaari kuda kuita.
Saka sangano renyu muri kumbotaura here nevematongerwo enyika ava kuti nyaya yemhirizhonga iyi imire?
Ndofunga iye zvineizvi iyi statement yave yechipiri kana yechitatu tichiedza kuti utungamiri hwemapato dai vaedza kudzoreredza vatsigiri vemapato wavo kuitira kuti nyaya yemhirizhonga iende ichiderera, nekuti nyaya yemhirizhonga hakuna kwainotisvitsa, inongotipatsanura sevanhu vemuZimbabwe.
Zvino kana mhirizhonga yatanga iyo nguva inoyi, munoona sei sarudzo dzichaitwa muna 2018?
Nyaya yemhirizhonga inotitambudza zvikuru, nekuti kana paita mhirizhonga zvinoreva kuti ava vanenge vakanangwa nemhirizhonga yacho havachagoni kuita sarudzo yavo yakasununguka, uyezve vanenge vaakugara vachichityidzirwa zvekuti zvavanenge vachifanira kunge vari kuita sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe havachagona kuzviita. Saka chinhu chinodzorera mumasure nyaya yeutungamiri hwakasununguka.
Mukuru weZPP Muzvare Justina Mukoko vachitaura parunare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Makateerera kustudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Totanga nemuno muAmerica. Senator Ted Cruz vebato remaRepublicans uye Senator Bernie Sanders vebato remaDemocrats ndovakakunda mustarudzo dzemaprimary election dzakaitwa muWisconsin nezuro. VaCruz varikukwikwidzana mustarudzo iyi neshoroma vaDonald Trump uye Governor John Kasich. VaSanders varikukwikwidzana naSenator Hillary Clinton. Vachakunda mustarudzo idzi kumapato maviri ava. Ndiwo vachakwikwidzana musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica dzichaitwa munambudzi. Mukuru wekambani yeWhatsApp vaJan Kum vanoti vari kuzosimbaradza nekuwedzera zvimwe zvinoita kuti vasori vasaone zvinenge zvichitumirwa padande mutande ravo. Izvi zvinotevera gakava riri muAmerica kuti vanogadzira nharembozha vodyidzana here nevasori nemapurisa mukudzivirira vanoita mabasa eugandangano zvinopfurikidza mwero. Kambani yekuPanama ine magwaro anodarika mamiriyoni 10 nerimwe akapiwa kuvatori venhau inoti izvi hazvina kuitwa nemushandi wekambani asi nevanhu vane unyanzvi hwepamusoro hwemakombiyuta kana kuti mahackers. Mukuru wekambani yeMossack Fonseca vaRamon Fonseca vanoti vari kuferefeta kuti chii chakaitika. Mapepa aya akonzera kugedageda kwemeno munyika dzakawanda sezvo shoroma nevatungamiri vedzimwe nyika vanga vachishandisa kambani iyi kuti vasabhadhare mutero munyika dzavo. Kambani yeDiamond Mining Company kana kuti ZDMC nhasi yabhadhariswa churu chimwe chete chemadhora nemhosva yekusvibisa mvura yemunasave nemunasingwizi kwachiyadzwa Marange kuManicaland. Sangano rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa reEnvironmental Management Agency kana kuti EMA ndiro rakaendesa kambani iyi kumatare. DMC nemamwe makambani aichera mangoda vakatorerwa marezinesi yekuchera mangoda nehurumende vachipomerwa mhosva yeuori. Majastriti vekwamutare vaLangton Mukwengi vanoti DMC inofanira kubhadhara mari iyi nechimbi-chimbi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata gweta rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa vaShamiso Mutise.
Ndingati Maria chajwa kana kuti yafainiswa kambani yeDMC imari isina musoro. Imari yekuti vanokwanisa kungoramba vachipoluta mvura kana kuti kukanganisa mvura yemunasave naOms vachikwanisa kuibhadhara kuti $1,000, saka haina zvainotaura.
Saka semaonero enyu kuti makambani adziviswe mukusvibisa mvura inonwiwa nevanhu zvii chaizvo zvingaitwe nehurumende?
Dokumenti chingaitwa nehurumende first thing ndechekuti akwidzwe mafaini iwaya from malevels atinawo, because malevels aripo pane level 1 up to level 14. Saka you find kuti level 1 $5, level 14 $5,000. Saka unoona kuti makambani anokwanisa kuibhadhara. Saka zvakakosha ndezvekuti malevels iwayaya akwidziridzwe, uye kuti makambani anyatsobhadhariswa mari inorwadza kuti vabhadhara ndokuti vasazozviita. Saka tinyangoti ipapapa kana tikatarisa mutemo wecriminal law, chinangwa chawo ndechekuti kana munhu anenge asungwa nemhosva iyoyoyo abatwa mumatare nemhosva iyoyoyo kana kuti pachinge pachiitwa faini boka rehurumende, chinangwa chemutemo iyoyoyo ndechekuti vasazozvidzokorodza. Saka kana achibhadhariswa mari shoma dzakadaro vanongozvidzokorodza.
Gweta rinochengetedza zviwanikwa vaShamiso Mutise vachitaura parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Nhasi muchikamu chedu chatinoita hurukuro nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, taita hurukuro nechizvarwa cheZimbabwe Samson Fello, uyo akakurira mumusha weTafara muHarare uye akaumbawo kambani yake nemumwe wake Tatenda Mahari yekutakura zvinhu inonzi F&M Movers.
Upenyu hwemuno tevamwe wese hunombotinetsei, asi zvinoda kuti ushinge nekuti kuno hakusi kumusha tiri vapoti. Saka kana uri mupoti unenge usina wako waunoti unombotizira womboti ndibatsirewo nechakati asi semunhu wemurume unomboshinga.
Kushinga kunouya nepakawanda. Vamwe vanoshinga kurara nenzara, vamwe vanoshinga kushanda nesimba kuti vadye. Imi ushingi wenyu huri papi?
Ushingi hwangu ini huri pakushanda nesimba kuti ndidye ini kuno nevana vandinavo nemhuri, pamwe nekuti vandakasiyawo kuZimbabwe vadyewo. Saka ushingi hwangu huripo pakushanda nesimba pane zvese zvandinokwanisa kunge ndichiita inini nemaoko angu.
Mungatiudza kuti zvino izvi vafelo vari kurarama nei, zvii zvamuri kuita?
Zvinozvi ndiri kushanda ndichiita zvekutamisa vanhu zviya. Kana munhu achinga achitama unge atenga imba awana basa kune state imwewo iri kure, zvakafanana nekunana Dallas, Texas, kunana Atlanta, Georgia, kwakangosiyana siyana New York. Ndo patinouya isusu nounyanzvi hwedu hwokutamisa vanhu, ndo zvatiri kuita kuno.
Asika vafelo, vanhu havangangotama mwedzi wega wega, munhu achitama zuva roga roga. Munei muchiwana basa rekutamisa nguva yakakura zvakadii kuti munge muchikwanisa kuzorarama?
Ichokwadi, vanhu havatame mazuva ese, asi nouwandu hwevanhu vari muno muAmerica tine vanhu vakati vanenge vachida kubatsirwa nekutama.
Mune kambani yenyu here kana kuti munotoshandirawo mumwe ane kambani yake?
Takambotanga tichishandirawo vamwe vane makambani avo, asi pari zvino takazokwanisawo kunge tichikwanisa kutanga yedu kambani. Ndine vamwe vandinobatsirana navo mukushanda kwedu. F&M zvichimirira kuti Fellow and Mahari Movers. Saka ndine partner wandinaye wandinoshanda naye anonzi Tatenda Mahari. Saka tiri vairi takabatana ndokutanga kambani yedu. Saka iye zvino tiri pakati pekutomanyisa basa.
Vafelo, munozikanwa muchiita zvekuimba zvakare zvemumhanzi izvi, mangatitsanangurira kuti kudivi remumhanzi muchiri kumiramira here kana kuti makungotarisa muchiisa simba renyu kune zvekutamisa izvi?
Zvemimhanzi hatina kumira ba, nekuti chinoitika ndechekuti ukange uine chipo ndechekubarwa nacho, achibve mauri. Saka ndine shamwari yangu ari kuNew York anonzi Matthias Julius. Ndakakura naye kubva kutafara tikasenza tose. Saka tine project yatiri kuita yezvino yedamba refu ratiri kuedza kushanda kuti tizoburitsa munguva inoteera. Saka zvemimhanzi hatina kumbomira kwete, tirimo.
Mune zvimwe zvamuri kuitawo here zvekubatsirawo kumusha?
Kumusha tine zvatinoita zvakawanda kubatsira mhuri.
Ko matambudziko amungatiwo muri kusanganawo nawo muno muAmerica?
Inini hangu ndingangoti panyaya iyoyoyo yekuti tikange tiri kuti yemabhizimusi tikakwanisa kuti tinge tichisapotana kuti tikure, zvinhu zvinobatsira, nekuti tinenge tichisumudzirana. Kwete kuti ukange wanzwa kuti ndinge ane zvaanoita wobva wafunga kuti nekuti tinobva kumusha kumwe chete ngandichiitirwa muhara kana kuti ngandichiitirwa zvisina muripo. Idambudziko iroro rekuti tinofanira kunge tichibvidza kubva mazviri.
Chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaSamson Fellow vari parunare kuAlexandria mudunhu reVirginia muno muAmerica neStudio 7. Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nana 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yemusangano wemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko pamwe nemapoka emuzano PF. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Vashandi veNRZ nemhuri dzavo voratidzira pamahofisi ekambani iyi muHarare. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichikusiyai muoko aChris Gande naMavelas Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 6th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Peace Project condemns what it says is rising violence between rival factions in the ZANU-PF angling to succeed President Mugabe.
We have been quite concerned about the factional fights that are happening, and we are saying to leaders of political parties, and in this instance, we are specifically saying to ZANU-PF, they need to rein in their supporters.
The families of striking National Railways of Zimbabwe workers camp at some premises of the NRZ.
What I can simply say, all those who are renting, those who don't own houses, all of them, they are talking about.
Police block a public protest over the repatriation of Zimbabwean women stranded in Kuwait.
And children of former freedom fighters say they are failing to make ends meet.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Zimbabwe Peace Project has condemned what it says is rising violence between rival factions in ZANU-PF angling to succeed President Mugabe. In a statement today, the rights group called on the party's leadership to, quote, rein in internecine factional fights which have gone on for far too long with increasing social cost. It cited a ZANU-PF group in Midlands calling itself Al-Shabaab, saying it was harassing party members who went to Harare last week to welcome Mr. Mugabe from his Japanese trip. ZPP Director Justina Mukoko says they are greatly disturbed by the ZANU-PF clashes.
We have been quite concerned about the factional fights that are happening, and we are saying to leaders of political parties, and in this instance, we are specifically saying to ZANU-PF, they need to rein in their supporters. And I think as an organization, what we are recognizing is that there is a violation of people's rights, because people have the right and the freedom to associate with whoever they want to associate with. And if people had traveled to Harare because they wanted to be part of a process in Harare, there was no need for anyone else to want to violate their rights and then physically attack them.
You are also citing this group calling itself Al-Shabaab in Kwekwe. Which faction, if any, does it identify itself with?
We are not really concerned about whoever is the faction leader, but we are saying that they should do away with violence. Allow people to be able to choose what they want. It is the violence that is coming out of all this that is of concern to us.
How widespread is this violence? Is it confined to Kwekwe or it's becoming a national problem?
This is a problem that is growing in most parts of the country. And if you look at our report in the last few months, we have spoken a lot about how intra-party conflict is growing. And I think this is a cancer that needs to be nipped in the bud.
That was Zimbabwe Peace Project Director Justina Mukoko on the line from Harare.
ZANU-PF parliamentarian Joseph Chuma says his party does not condone violence, adding those perpetrating violence will be arrested.
The ZPP says that there is a group calling itself Al-Shabaab in Midlands which attacked youths who were traveling to Harare to welcome Mr. Mugabe at the weekend.
I'm glad that this civic organization has actually even identified
and the name, the group of people that did that. And I'm glad they did not say ZANU PF attacked people in Kwekwe, but it's clearly said that the Al Shabaab group has done that. And so, according to our constitution.
Sorry for that technical hitch. Meanwhile, President Robert Mugabe is expected to hold a crucial meeting with unsettled war veterans tomorrow who are unhappy over how they are being treated by ZANU-PF. They are demanding a major political stake in the party and in Zimbabwe in general.
Striking National Railways of Zimbabwe workers' families have joined them and camped at the Parastatals Lokinvarugare marshalling yards in Harare, demanding payment of outstanding salaries. Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union President Kamurai Moyo says the families started gathering at the Rugare premises since last Friday night. NRZ workers in Harare, Mutare, Gweru and Bulawayo went on strike last week to press for the payment of salaries dating back to last year. Moyo tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri the workers had no other option because they have tried in vain to engage the NRZ management.
The action by workers is out of the desperate situation that is faced by railway employees. Railway employees have gone for months without salary. Talk of going for months, we are now in the 15th month because for the whole of 2015 and up to the end, we have got January, February, March for this year. They have not received the salary for those months. So that on its own, the failure by the employer to pay salary has contributed to railway employees taking action.
What is the National Railways of Zimbabwe saying about this?
It is very unfortunate that a responsible employer seems to be ignoring what employees are saying on the ground. Instead, what they did, they had to run to the Ministry of Labor and Social Welfare to seek for a show cause order. Of which a show cause order, you are supposed to appear before the minister in terms of labor, of labor section 106. You are supposed to appear before the minister to state the reasons why you are taking such an action. But it's funny. Funny enough, the railways knows the reason and they even acknowledge in their submission to the Ministry of Labor, they acknowledge that railway employees have gone on strike because they have 15 months unpaid salaries and 5 months unpaid transport allowance. So they know the reason. Why would they like to the Ministry of Labor?
How many families are camped outside the railway's offices in Lokinva?
Several. What I can simply say, all those who are renting, those who don't own houses, all of them, they are in Lokinva.
That was Kamurai Moyo, president of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union, on the line with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. NRZ spokesperson Fanyo Masikati said NRZ was doing its best to address this issue, but the problem is low business. He noted that like most parastatals, his company has been struggling to raise money to pay its workers.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
Don't be left out indeed. And today's question is, who was the commander of the Zandla forces? send your answer to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-465-0318.
Zimbabweans who intended to stage a public protest today over local women stranded in Kuwait were blocked by the police have vowed to continue with their action. They say police dispersed them and asked top officials of various non-governmental organizations leading the peaceful march to report to a local police station. Hundreds of Zimbabwean women promised good jobs in Kuwait by alleged con men have been turned into slaves and commercial sex workers in the Arabian nation. Linda Masarira, founder of and national coordinator of the Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, tells Studio 7 her organization will be filing an urgent high court application seeking to compel the government to assist in the repatriation of the stranded women.
When we got to the venue where we were supposed to start our march, we got there and there was ZRP police. When we were about to unpack our placards and all, they came to us and told us that we could not go ahead with the march as it was not sanctioned. I actually had a one-on-one with one of the police officers who was there as I was trying to let him see that it is our constitutional right for us to demonstrate, to go and give the Kuwait embassy our petition. But he reiterated that you cannot go to Kuwait embassy because if you go to Kuwait embassy, you would have invaded Kuwait. And it was not all right for the relations between Kuwait and Zimbabwe. So in the process, when we were trying to talk to the police, trying to let them see that we had actually notified them, which is a legal requirement, we don't have to get permission from them to demonstrate. But they were adamant, and they said we could not do anything and we were supposed to vacate the place. As we were talking, one of the officers from ZRP called and asked us to come to Central. So we actually decided that we would go to Central and went into our cars. As we were in our cars, some of the girls who were in the pickup lifted up their placards. As they lifted up their placards, one of the police officers and took those placards. We went after the policeman and took our placards back. During that time, three women were arrested, Lynette Mudewe, Lakazwe Gatsi, and Loveness Kudanga.
So what is the way forward? How are you going to carry this cause of fighting for the girls that you say are stranded in Kuwait against their will?
We are actually going to do an urgent high court application to move the government to make sure that these women are repatriated as early as possible. And we are also going to ask our lawyer to escort us to the Kuwait embassy and leave our petition there.
That was Linda Masarira, founder and national coordinator of the Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April 1980 was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, we have a message from one of our listeners, Killian Bebe.
When we got independence, we were enjoying a lot in the sense that the new government which was coming in was from the liberation struggle. We thought we were going to live a better life, which, yes, we enjoyed it for almost some years. But along the line, we were so deeply disappointed because of the government which came in. As of now, we are scattered all over the world with no jobs, no food, nothing, no work. So looking at the independent for this year, we don't think we have got any new thing which we say we can celebrate for this independence. We have been taken backwards in the time of Ian Smith, whereby even if it was under colonialism, that colonialism looks better than what it is today, because we are now living in a hungry country. Anything, whatever you want to name, which is bad in Zimbabwe, you can get it.
Thanks very much, Killian Bebe. Don't be left out. Send your recorded message to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-465-0318.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up
this evening in our Diaspora Forum, we are featuring a Zimbabwean entrepreneur based here in the USA.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders trail in the overall race to be their party's nominee for president, but each scored an important primary victory Tuesday in the northeastern state of Wisconsin. Cruz defeated Donald Trump 48% to 35% and called the victory a turning point and rallying cry to America. The Texas senator also turned his attention to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, boasting that we will not only beat the Republican, but get the nomination also the November general election. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone has this to say about the outcome of the primaries. Unfortunately, something happened to Jim, and Iceland Prime Minister says he has not resigned as previously reported, but has merely suggested that the vice chairman of his party takes over the office for an unspecified amount of time.
And in an effort to relieve privacy concerns, the popular instant messages service WhatsApp says it will encrypt all messages sent via its app. The move by WhatsApp to secure its users' messages comes at a time of heightened sensitivity of cybersecurity and privacy. As the United States engages a high-profile debate about the balance between the need for individual privacy and national security concerns. Children of former freedom fighters are not happy with the way government has treated their parents, leading them to grow up under immense poverty despite the critical role they played in liberating Zimbabwe from colonial rule. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports from Mashingo.
The war veteran sons and daughters are expressing these sentiments at a time Zimbabwe is preparing to commemorate its 36th independence anniversary. Those who spoke to Studio 7 claim that their parents are remembered by the ruling elite when ZANU-PF is campaigning in crucial elections. Timothy Guruva, whose father fought several well-known battles in some parts of the country and during the Liberation War of the 1970s, says his family is suffering despite living with a person who is a former combatant.
The government of the day, which is being led by President Robert Mugabe, has actually let down the war veterans, the people who were in the trenches fighting for this country. You find they are not given their respect that they deserve. They earn a very paltry money, something between $150 to $200 for somebody who went to war. And their payroll, they are the last ones to get their monies, of which it's not something which is not fair for people who sacrificed a lot to bring about the independence that we enjoy today. there. Also, government, it seems it's neglecting them. You find most of them, they are not in, they are not a part of the government. They are not employed in any way.
All veterans received gratuities of $50,000 each in 1997. But despite that windfall, most of them and their families are living in abject poverty. Most of them get monthly pensions of $150 per month each, which they claim are not enough to cater for their needs. Charles Gwenure is another son of a war veteran who says his father is failing to feed them, let alone pay their school fees due to low state of pensions.
We are not happy with the treatment of our parents who fought for the liberation of this country. The government promised to pay school fees to us, children of war veterans, but we are being sent away from school and colleges because government is failing to honor its promise.
Apart from such challenges, the children of the war veterans also claim that government does not have medical schemes for former freedom fighters who are getting older and have become susceptible to some diseases. They claim that they are also not being catered for in terms of health care. The children say they are no longer proud to be associated with the Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. Linda Gandu of Mchabiwa in Gutu Communal Lands, Masvingo Province, is one of them.
Personally, I can't say I'm proud to be one. Why? Because we are not benefiting from everything that is happening in this country. Let's take, for example, we are only being called when they need us to beat, especially in the times of elections, that's when we are being recognized in the country. Then to school, we are not even benefiting. We are hardly recognized. So I can't say I'm benefiting from what my parents did during the war. I can't say they are. Why? Because they're not even benefiting anything. They're only benefiting when the elections are around the corner. That is when they're being called, given some financial aid. But besides that, they were hardly benefiting from it.
She adds that instead of being recognized economically as young people born of parents who brought freedom to the country, they are regarded as loyal party youth who are used as agents of political violence during campaign elections. Her sentiments were echoed by Tonderai Gumbi of Mcheke High Density Suburb.
Yeah, my experience as a son of a national war liberator hero, it's not good. I'm not happy with that. Since I was born, my parents have been struggling. As they never get formal employment, they are being sidelined from various government programs. And these various programs is like indigenization and the land.
Quoted for comment, War Veterans Minister Chinga Dube said, open quote, government will continue to take the welfare of war veterans seriously, and we are currently having meetings to resolve some of these issues. As for school fees for their families, we had a small challenge at the Ministry of Finance, and it has been resolved, so very soon the fees will be coming in, close quote. There are an estimated 30,000 war veterans in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.
Zimbabweans boast of being entrepreneurs and normally use their acquired skills to survive under harsh conditions that they face in various countries. One such enterprising Zimbabwean is Tafara-born Samson Fellow, who has set up a moving company in Virginia State in the United States. Fellow moved to the United States 10 years ago and worked for various moving companies where he honed his skills. He later partnered with another Zimbabwean, Tatenda Mahari, to form F&M Movers. Fellow is also a seasoned musician who has performed with music icon Oliver Mtukudzi and other singers here in the United States. He says he is currently working on an album with childhood friend and New York-based Matthias Julius. In our diaspora segment today, reporter Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Fellow, who says what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are lacking is supporting each other's business.
My life here in America is not, it's not bad at all. I cannot complain, though it is a little hard sometimes. But as an immigrant, you have to work hard to survive in a foreign land.
How are you surviving?
At the moment, I am a mover. I move people. We do residential moving, and also we do commercial moves as well if we get anybody who wants our service.
Are you working for somebody, or you have formed your own company?
I used to work for a company, but at the moment I've started a company called F&M Movers. I'm partnering with a friend of mine called Tatenda Mahari. We are registered on Moving Help, which is under U-Haul. So when people go and rent trucks, they then choose whether they want helpers to move them. There are companies which are listed on the Moving Help website. So if you require or if you need any help, you then click on any companies according to the reviews that you have as a company. So that is how we are working at the moment.
Mr. Fellow, moving is not something that is done almost on a daily basis. How are you surviving?
That is true that people don't move every day, but there are so many websites that people are looking for moving, and also how big this country is. So we move people from state to state, as far as Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas. So the market is very, very big. And sometimes it's slow, depending with the season, because the cold season here gets very brutal, so nobody wants to move in the cold season. So we try and utilize the summer season, which is where we're getting into now. We get a lot of work during summertime. We work until some crazy hours, until maybe 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, or we drive for hours and hours to go and deliver people's furniture as far as San Antonio, Texas.
You are also into music. How do you find time for all this?
There's always time for it. When I get back home, I usually, you know, me and my kids, we sit. I have two toddlers who are also very musical. They love it when I am playing around with the gadget or the instruments that I use to make music. And also I have a friend of mine who's in my childhood friend who lives in New York. His name is Matthew Julius. We are working on an album. So we're always making music. And with that talent you are born with, and it will never go away. So it's always in you. You're always singing. I find myself just creating music all the time.
Are you supporting any families or any projects back home?
It's very hard sometimes, but you have to work hard to be able to sustain two families, which means siblings back home and your family. For me, I've been doing this for the past 12 years that I've been outside Zimbabwe. I've been away from home. I've been able to, you know, the little bit that I get, I share with my family, my brothers, my sisters, my family here. And it's been like that ever since.
That was Samson Fellow on the line with reporter Junga Kandemiri from Alexandria in the United States of Virginia, United States, speaking on the Diaspora Forum.
Now we take you to VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone speaking on the U.S. elections.
We had a very important result in Wisconsin. On the Republican side, Ted Cruz defeated Donald Trump. Not only is that significant for Ted Cruz, it's significant for the people in the Republican Party who want to stop Donald Trump. They now see an opening to slow Trump down as he moves toward the Republican nomination. The main way to do that would be to deny Trump the delegates he needs ahead of the national convention in July, so that by the time they get to that convention, it will be a competitive, contested convention, and the outcome will be uncertain. So for those who support that idea, Wisconsin was a big victory. And for Trump, it's a setback. But looking ahead now, Trump has a chance to recoup some of his losses. The next primary will occur in Trump's home state of New York in less than 2 weeks, on April 19th. So Trump could get back into the race and back into a big lead if he can do well against Ted Cruz and John Kasich in New York on the 19th. As for the Democratic race, we also expect a very fierce struggle in New York on the 19th between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Both of them have roots in the state of New York. Clinton used to be the senator from there. Sanders was raised in Brooklyn. Sanders is coming off another big win in Wisconsin, which gives him momentum, but he still has to do even better to catch up in the delegate count against Hillary Clinton. So that race will go on, but Clinton remains in front. Lots of developments to talk about as we move ahead, and we'll try to keep you posted here from Voice of America.
Thanks, Jim Malone. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris lo Marvelous. Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle. Yikudibana emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 6 ngoMabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise-Washington DC. Ola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
amapolisa athe abafuni ukuthi si demonstrate
amapolisa avimba ukutshengisela kwabesifazana eHarare Inhlanganiso ekhuthaza ukuthula iZimbabwe Peace Project ithi udlakela phakathi kwamacele eZanu-PF solusabalele ngelizwe. Izisebenzi zenkampani kaloliwe ezikhalala umsebenzi zilala phandle kwamahofisi alenkampani eHarare. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa eHarare namhla avimbe ukutshengisela ngokuthula kwabesifazana bekhokhelwa inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance bemanyene leZimbabwe Activists Alliance befuna kutshutshiswe ukubuyiselwa kwabesifazana abalokhe besenkingeni kwele Kuwait ngemva kokuqilwa ngababezithi bazobatholela umsebenzi kulelo lizwe. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Andi me complex ku central. Andi me kapurisa ku central.
Yikuxokozela lokho ngesikhathi kuphikisana lamapolisa abesifazane besithi kulilungelo labo ukuba bafole bethi okwenziwa nguZulu ikwazisa nje amapolisa ukuba balomcimbi abalawo kuthi wona amapolisa abeqinange lokuthi basuke kuleyo ndawo bucwadlana lalapho kuthengiswa khona amandla kagetsi emahofisini eMegawatt ngoba bethi ukubelokhe bebuthene kungaphandle komthetho akusabanga khona lokho kufola njengokuhlelwa kwakho amapolisa abemanyene labo hlangothi lweriot kanye labasebenza becatshile beze ngobunengi ukuzavimba leyo ndawo lapho bekumele abesifazane laba bahlangane khona phakathi kwedolobha leHarare Inhloso yalokhu kufola inkokhele bezikhokhela ziveza ukuba bekuyikukhonona phezulu kokube lokhe begciniwe abesifazane laba kwele Kuwait beza kuyakusa incwadi yezikhalazo emahofisini ommeli wakulelo lizwe kanye lakamphathi intambo obudlelwano lamanye amazwe abesifazane laba bathi bakhathazekile ngokube lokhe beqhubekela phambili begcilazwa abanye babo kanye lokudonsa inyawo kahulumende weZimbabwe ukuphathisa labo abalokhe besebunzimeni kwele Kuwait ukuze babuyiswe ekhaya. Umkhokheli weZwipa, unkosikazi Linda Tsungirai Mararira, uthi umane wathintwa ngocingo ngamapolisa lamhle kuseni esaziswa ukuba behlukane lokufola lanxa bebewazisile isikhathi sesekhona.
Amapolisa athe abafuni ukuthi sidemonstrate.
Bebekhona abameli bezigaba abangabe sifazane okubalisa ummeli webulawayo East edale lePhalamende unkosazana Thabita Khumalo othi ukubone kufanele aphatheke kulokhu kufola obekuhleliwe
njengabomama baseZimbabwe
sisebuhlungwini kozithi labanye abethu omama abaphronyiswa imisebenzi besikusebenzisa uambassador weKuwait ukuthi bazaphula umsebenzi. Umama laba abanye bachiya imisebenzi bahamba baya apply baphiwa ama visa bahamba eKuwait befike eKuwait kona ngale sebesenziwa izichaka abanye sebefakiswa uma bottle ukuthi basebenzise imizimba yabo besebenza laba abantu.
Uma Khumalo uveza ukuba kungalesi sizathu bekubone kufanele ukuya kwethula incwadi yezikhalazo emahofisini ommeli weKuwait.
Sikunabazotigababuye bheke ekhaya. Thina iKuwait yiyo yaqalisayo ngoba uambassada nxa yenguye wayinika abantu amavisa ukuthi omama laba bahambe bayehlukuluzwa yaqalisa eKuwait. Apho sathi kona asibelanga sibe lapho kumele sisuke lapha sihambe emapholiseni ngoba sikliwanga.
Bavinjwe kokuphela besifazane laba ekuthini baqhube lokhu kufola. Lanxa bebeyiphethe incwadi yokwazisa phezu kwalokhu kufola. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa, abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi nokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. And I don't want my people to be tricked. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18. Uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Inhlanganiso ekhuthaza ukuthula elizweni iZimbabwe Peace Project ithi udlakela phakathi kwamacele eZANU-PF solusabalele ngelizwe njalo isixwayise inkokheli yaleli bandla ukuthi imise ukulwisana lokhu. Embikweni wethule namuhla iZPP ithe kulabasakhulayo beZANU-PF abaliqembu elizibiza ngokuthi Al-Shabaab abatholise uZulu weMidlands amagabha avuzayo. Ithi abasakhulayo laba bahlukuluze abasekeli bebandla abahambe eHarare ngomgqibelo ukuyahlangabeza uMongameli Mugabe evela phecheya. Umqondisi weZimbabwe Peace Project uNkosazana Justina Mokoko uthi bakhathazekile kakhulu ngodlakela lweZANU-PF lolu.
Sikhathazekile kakhulu ngodlakela olukhona phakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF okuludlakela oluphathelane lezombuso welizwe. Okusikhathazayo kakhulu ukuthi isizalwane esinye ngasinye seZimbabwe silobingelo lokuthi sikhethe ukuthi sifunani njalo ukuthi sifuna ukubambana lobani. Bakhululekile ukuthi bayenze lokho kuhambelana nesekelo sombuso. Nxa abantu sebetshaywa ukuthi kuthiwa bahambeleni eHarare ukuyaphatheka kolunye uhlelo, sibone ngani yibethulwa kwelungelo loluntu okungafanelanga ukuthi kube kukhona.
Iqembu le-Al-Shabaab leli lisekela liphi icele leZANU-PF?
Thina asikhathazeki kakhulu ukuthi okhokhela leli qembu ngubani. Kodwa esikhathazeka ngakho ukuthi kulezicungu ezikhona eZANU-PF. Ungakhangela wena even imbiko yethu esiyikhiphe njengenhlanganiso. Siyethula imbiko ephathelane ngokukhathazeka kwethu ngokukhula kodlakela oluphakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF. Okutsho ukuthi kunabantu abalelungelo labo emephulwayo bephakathi kweZANU-PF. Thina njengenhlanganiso sithi siyakhathazeka kakhulu nxa ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu lolo sokufika ukuthi babanjwe ludlakela olulakho ukubalimaza okumangalisayo.
Ungathi lutholakala ekhwekhwe kuphela lolu dlakela yini kumbe lugcwele ilizwe lonke?
udaba lolu olodlakela phakathi kwebandla elibuswa leZANU-PF ludaba osoluqhele kunyanga ezedluleyo. Alukho ekhwekhwe kuphela, ludaba osoluqhela lungena endaweni zonke zelizwe, ngoba sibona indaba lezingane ziyanda nxa sikhangela ukuhlolisisa kwethu esikwenzayo nyanga zonke.
UNkosazana Justina Mukoko, ngomqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Project. Ilunga leZANU-PF ePhalamende, uMnumzana Joseph Chuma, uthi ibandla lakhe libandla lokuthula, njalo uthi abe-Al-Shabaab laba kumele babotshwe bajeziswe.
Uqala ngabe ngifuna ngizwisise ukubana udlakela lolo abalukhulumayo lwenzakele esigabeni sibi sangkhona, njalo lusenzwa ngubani.
Bathi ekwekwe kule nhlanganiso ezibiza ngokuthi i-Al-Shabaab esihluphile evimbe amanye amalunga eZANU-PF ngempelaviki ukuthi engaze aya eHarare ukuya kwamukela uMugabe evela phesheya.
Into enhle yikuthi wona uyaqamba ngebizo inhlanganiso leyo, kanti udiba yithi i-Al-Shabaab. Thina iZANU-PF ayinabizo ukuthi i-Al-Shabaab. ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF, Al-Shabaab ngenyamazana ezimele yodwa. Okumele umthetho ukhangelisise, udingisise laba bantu bangenelwe kumthetho, ngoba akula muntu ophezu komthetho lapha kwelakithi eZimbabwe. Wonke umuntu usubject umthetho wethu oweZimbabwe. Xa kulabantu abazugaba okunjalo betha abantu, into enhle yokuthi wona labo abehlalise epeace andbecausenation labo kabadinge laba bantu kufake kube yi-formal report emapoliseni, ngoba ngile themba bona thina i-police force yethu yi-organization ebaluleke kakhulu njalo eyakwaziyo umsebenzi wabo kakhulu. Nxa bekhona abantu benzenjalo kumele bebotshwe vele, ngoba asiwufuni khonoko. Ngihlala ngikhuluma mnangithi kona yinto esemqalisayo, ngakhumbula owasandulelayo ubaba uJohn Nkomo waqalisa ngesinokhathi sasithi kona ukuthula kuqalisa ngami, ukuthula kuqalisa ngawe, ukuthula kuqalisa ngathi sonke. So thina vele singabantu abaziwayo even umongameli wethu ubaba uMugabe selikhulume kwaze waphosa watshaya ilizwi ekhomba ngokuthi kona bakithi akube lokuthula kungabe lomuntu esitshaya omunye. So nxa kunabantu ekwekwe abatshaya abanye abantu bezinye i-Al-Shabaab, wenze kuhle ngokuqambile izikankona, abadinge bona labo bajeziswe, ngoba sebengcolisa ibizo lethu leZANU-PF. Ningasingcoliseli ibizo lethu, sinaso abantu bodlakela.
UMnumzana Joseph Chuma, lilunga leZANU-PF edalele ePhalamende, sixoxela ekobulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Izisebenzi zenkampani kaloliwe ezikhalala umsebenzi zilala phandle kwamahofisi alenkampani eHarare sezincediswa ngomkazo labo asebelala emahofisini la besithi bafuna iholo abangakaliphiwa kunyanga ezilitshumi lanhlanu ezedluleyo. Izisebenzi ezizinkulungwane ezine zibikwa zingasayi emsebenzini osokumise ukuhamba kwezitimela ezithwala umumbu ozaphathisa abalambayo. Isikhulumeli sikaloliwe uMnumzana Fanuel Masikati utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi inkampani kaloliwe le iphakathi kodubo lokusilela kwemali, ngoba esemalutshwane amankampani asebenzisa isitimela ukuze linkampani ithole inzuzo yokubhadala indleko zayo ezigoqela iholo lezisebenzi. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi iZimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Union, uMnumzana Kamurai Moyo, uthi kabasoze basuke emahofisini la nxa bengabhadalwanga iholo labo.
Izisebenzi abangamamemba bethu lokho bekungene eLoginva, izisebenzi labantu ababo. Into esenze babutane eLoginva ukuthi lapho bahlala khona bonke abantu abarentayo, okolendloni lapho ihlala khona, sabathatha izwisisi kusukela kudala lokho esibika ama-excuses ukuthi hayi bakithi ngicani indlela angikaholi, ngizabona kusasa, ngizabona next week, i-next week yabe yadlula. Come month-end, i-month-end ibuye, imali isathe isquarete ngoba sathatha amaloni emabhenki. Sizama ukuthi khona silokhu zezibhadale ama-rent lezinye izinto lamakhusula ama-school fees. Manje imazono ezezincane esizihodayo sezuka zethu kakuthi la maloni lama emabhenki sithina singaselalutho. So wonke umuntu wakololiwa kakula nto yebhenki as long as kulesiquarete awuye ebhenki.
Manje ungasitshela ukuthi balala njani khonapho njalo izambuzi basebenzisana?
Hayi kulala kulalwa. Ukulala abantu abalali ngoba ukulala uyabo uhlezi kuhle kumngani wami. Kunje ubuto ngoba ngonabo ubuyi abantu balala behlezi. Izambuzi lamanzi sikuthola khonapho e-Railways khonoko kukodwa isimbi zona zesikora esishodwa sisebenzisa sona leso.
Zona iziphathamandla ze-Railways zithini ngodaba lona?
Yazi lathi sinje siyamangala ukuthi into le iqalise na last week ibona yiwo basitshelayo bathi hayi ama-members enu sekustrike. Sathi yebo ke isizathu kuyini, imbangela kuyini? Batsho bona bathi kona bakhala ngama-salary awe 15 months le-transport allowance ye 5 months. Kodwa ke ukuthi balokuze ukuthi balungise khona lokho ukuthi abantu babe emsebenzini kukhanya bengalawo bakhanya ungazathi ngabantu abangelakushiso sokulungisa izinto.
Manje libona ungani bazahlala okwesikhathi esinganani bekhona phana?
Hayi uma umkhathe ngabhadala namhlanje akula mtofu ofisi kulalegcekeni. Ma bengabhadala futhi namhlanje ukuthi hayi nansi imali yakwe 5 months kumbe nansi imali yakwe 6 months kumbe yonke ye 15 months kusiyathola ilanga namhlanje ka ungasela muntu.
Umnumzana Kamurai Moyo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi zikaloliwe iZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Men's Union ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7. Live Talk lamhla sihlaziya umhlangano okhangelelwe ngabanengi phakathi kwabalwa impi yenkululeko lomongameli Robert Mugabe kusasa. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silitinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Umbuzo osubuzwa ngabanengi kudaba lokufunyenwe izintatheli zindaba ze-International Consortium of Investigative Journalists kungwalo zenkampani yamagqwetha akwele Panama eziveza izinothi zamazwe omhlaba ezicatshisa inotho yazo emazweni aphetsheya ngothi angaphi amagama ezinothi zeMelika. Zindala zombili kumkhankaso wokudinga ozamela ibandla lakhe kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika kuma-Republicans phakathi kukamnumzana Donald Trump lo-Senator Ted Cruz ngemva kokunqotshwa kukamnumzana Trump izolo eWisconsin. Nakucele lama-Democrats unkosikazi Hillary Clinton lokhe ekhokhela lanxa enqotshwe ngu-Senator Bernie Sanders kukhetho lwayizolo esigabeni sinye. Esigabeni sezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe namhla silomkhosikazi Lorraine Ncube Kambule odabuka eDekezi eFilabusi osehlala eNgilandi. UManxube yena empilweni uyingcwethi kwezokuthunga izigqoko othe esefika eNgilandi wengeza ulwazi lwakhe wafundela njalo ukuba ngumbalisi wezifundo zokuthunga. Asizwe nokunengi kungxoxo ayenzelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7.
Ngathi ngisuka eZimbabwe ngase ngiqedile uform 4-1 ngangena esikolo sokuthunga ngayenza i-certificate level ngasengisiya e-Spaces College lapha ngayenza khona i-diploma. Ngaqalisa ukuthunga-ke ngithungela abantu esigabeni. Ngase ngibuya e-England yikho lapho engafika ngaqala futhi ukufunda ngangena e-college ngayenza ama-subjects engangingawapasanga esikolo ngisenza i-O-level yami. Ngaqhubeka-ke ngangena e-university lapha ngayenza i-fashion product development i-degree ye-fashion product development. Ngaqeda lapho ngabuyela futhi back e-university ngayenza i-postgraduate ye-education. Ngase ngithola umsebenzi wokufundisa i-fashion design e-Bradford College.
Wathutha konke le muli yakho?
Ngathutha konke le muli yami labantwana bonke selapha.
Abantwana bangaki njalo lamabizo?
Abantwana babili, oqala ngusheni kule minyaka eyi-21 lonyaka, then owesibili kuthiwa ngu-Learning elomzukulu oselomnyaka kuthiwa ngumiya. Ngiyathaba sibili ukuthi ngibe lo mzukulu, kodwa ekuqaliseni ngangisithi hambe ngaba ngugogo ngingaka, kodwa ngokuya umagoda esazithale ngajayela ngakuthanda khathezi. Hhayi, ngimbona eyingxenye yempilo yami, nguye umngani wami. Fela udondolo lwami phela, ngithi kuthiwo njalo abazukulu.
Mbona-ke lapha ususesibangeni esekolitshini e-university, wenze lokho kokuthunga, wenza njalo kokufundisa. Kuyini okwakwenza waqambuka waya ekuthitching?
Ekuqaleni ngangisesaba nje, uyazi nxa ufika elizweni ongalijayelanga, ngisesaba ukuthi kambe ngingakwanisa ukuyenza lokho, kambe ngingabuyela ngithunge. Kodwa ngokuya kokujayela la ama-internet la safika kulezi nsuku, ngibona abanye ngendlela abenza ngayo, kwangenza ngaba lesibindi sokuthi ngiqalise ukuthunga, ngiqalise ukuthi ngifake iy'mpahla zami engizithungileyo kwi-internet, abantu baqalise ukwenza ama-orders. Kodwa ngaleso sikhathi kwabuye futhi kwaba nzima ukuthi ngikwanise ukuthi ngiphile ngisenza khonokho kodwa nge-market evele ikhona njalo labantu engibajayeleyo. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi kungcono ngibuyele esikolo ukwenzela ukuthi ngikwanise ukukwanisela izifiso zami njengokuqaliseni kwami. Isifiso sami sasengesokuthi ngingayenza i-course leyo yokuthunga, ngikwanise ukuthi ngifundise abanye abantu ulwazi engilalo ngilinike abanye abantu. Ngangijayela ukuthi ngikwenze ngisekhaya, ngivele ngithi nxa ngithunga abangani bami ngibafundise labo ukuthunga. Ngathi sengifike lapha ngabona kuyi-opportunity enkulu yokuthi ngikwanise ukuthi ngihambe ngiyefunda, ngifundele ukuthi ngifundise abantu and ngikwazi ukuthi ngibisele ulwazi lolu engilalo esigabeni sami.
Ekukhangeleni impahla zakho, ngiyabona ukuthi ayisilo lwazi lodwa olufundileyo, kodwa-ke kungaba yisiphiwo sokuthi vele ulesandla esihle esithunga kuhle.
Ye, ngingathi yisiphiwo sibili ngoba angiqalisanga namuhla ukuthunga, njalo angiqalisanga sengiqedile izifundo zami ngisaseZimbabwe. Ngaqalisa ngisasengumntwana, nganjayela ukuthi ngibone umama ethunga, nxa ethunga khonaphana ngihlale eceleni kwakhe. Kuthi amadende la awaqumileyo wathiya, ngicele ukuthi ngithunge okwami, ngithungele odoli bami. Enganika ngithunge ngithunge, kusiya ngokuya ngisiyafika iminyaka elitshumi, ngase ngikwanisa ukuthi ngithunge isibhoko sami. Ngaqhubeka ngithunga ngisazange ngistophe, umama wangithengela umtshina. Ngazibona-ke sengithungela abantu abaningi ngesikhathana esingatsho lutho.
Unkosikazi Lorin Ncube Kambule yingcwethi kwezokuthunga ubexoxa ecingweni loPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7. Le ngxoxo inde, kodwa ngenxa yesikhathi asenelisi ukuyidlala yonke, ngakho lingadani, sizaqhubeka ngalingxoxo kuhlelo lwabesifazana ngomgqibelo. Lingakhutha.
Lingalitshona njani izulukandaba, mphakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu kuhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lomfundisi Angliston Sibanda, sihlaziya udaba lokufungiswa ukuzenziwa abantwana nsuku zonke ekuseni nxa beqala isikolo.
kwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngubingele.
Ngiyabonga msakazi, lami ngiyabingelela wena mbingelela abalandeli.
Uthini wena ngodaba lolu olwe National Pledge esoluzwayo lulukhathazayo lezinsuku?
Okokuqala, udaba lwe National Pledge lethu thina njengabafundisi sihlale phansi ngomvulo salucubu ngokubulawayo, salucubu ngolusini ngolucubulisisa, sabonisana saphuma lezi nqumo ezithile. Okokuqala, into le kayiphathi ngoba inezizathu ezimbalwa ezingaba zine zibe zinhlanu eyenza kungasiphathi kahle. Esakuqala ngesokuthi thina ikakhulu thina amaKristu imthandazo lo wokuthi wakwenziwe uhambelani lokholo lwesiKristu, ngoba okokuqala iBhayibheli uJesu wasifundisa ukuthi singafuni. I-National Pledge ivala lithi pledge litsho ukuthi lihambeka levala lithi oath, isifungo. So Jesu wathi singafuni. So nxa abantwana bethu befundiswa suku zonke senxa beza kuya emaklasini baqale bathi bafunde, kuyikokwephula isifuno ukufundiswa kwebhayibheli, okufundiswa libhayibheli. Okwesibili, ungalalela bala umutho kumbe inkulumo yomthandazo ayihambelani futhi nokufunda izifundiso zebhayibheli, ngoba icalaba ngobaqala ngokusibona siyavuma uNkulunkulu base beqala ukukhuleka kwabantwini abafileyo. Sina sikholwa ukuthi iBhayibheli ithi lena singakhulumi nabafileyo, sokungazanthwa ngumthethelo othi abantu bethu bamele baqala bathethele nsuku zonke ekuseni. Okwesithathu, into iphambana ne-constitution yeZimbabwe, isection ekhangala ngokuvikelwa kwamalungelo abantwana, sokuthiwa abantwana akakumelanga basukuluzwe kunjalo benziwe into engahambelani lokholo lwangakibo. Okwesine, iphakamisa futhi isection yamalungelo, i-freedom of conscience, sokuthiwa khona umuntu nomuntu lelungelo ukuthi akholwe akufunayo. So lapha sibona ipledge le kenza isifosa ukuthi sikholwe ukholo lalo umuntu obhale leyo pledge. So ke sibona ngani into enganihlanga kakhulu, yikho sikhankasela ukuthi abantwana bangakwenzi lokho okufunayo azenzele, kungabi i-compulsory abantu bangaphoselwa ukwenza into abangayikholwayo.
Manje ke njengenhlanganiso zokholo licabange ukuthi lizathatha nyathelo bani?
IBhayibheli ithi lona inhliziyo zamakhosi zisesandleni sikaJehova. So siqale sibona kungcono ukuthi simemezela ukuthi abantu baqale ukukhuleka, bekhulekela ilizwe lakithi leZimbabwe, izinqumo ezenziwa ngabakhokheli bethu. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ngomnyaka ka-1996 vaguqula i-National Anthem, sakhipha i-National Anthem engumkhuleko wezibusi ze-Afrika, saqala ukuhlabela ingoma zokukhuluma ngamaqhawe. Asonkenzi ukuhlonipha amaqhawe, kodwa kubi ukuwakhonza. Isimo seZimbabwe, iZimbabwe kusukela ngo-1996, into eziningi zatshintsha zisiwa kuze kube nanamhlanje. Sesibona ngani sithe thina kakukhulekwe, sosenqunsa bonke abakholwa njengathi abakristu ukuthi nisiqale sena ukukhulekela ilizwe. Okwesibili, sizibona sizathatha udaba lolu siluse emthethwandaba ipledge. Okunye futhi mhlaka-30 sizaba nosuku lokukhuleka angakinini sikhuleke. Mhlaka-3 ukuthi abantu simenini sithi no, sihambele abantwana bethu ezikolo siyitshela ama-headmaster ukuthi hayi owamntwana akakhuleki. Singakwenza sonke uhedmaster ozafosa umntanami ukuyenza leyo pledge, ngizamhambisa emthethweni.
Hayi, isikhathiso esingasavumi. Siyabonga kakhulu, ungavalelisa abalaleli.
Siyabonga abalaleli, sibambeleni sonke, sihlale kahle, kodwa siqhubeke sikhulekele ukuthi uNkulunkulu angenele kulesi simo. Siyabonga.
Hayi, lathi sibongile. Lo-ke ngumfundisi Angliston Sibanda ebesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande Lilale.
Siyabonga Chris ngokusethulela uhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshone le ndaba. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu labesifazana elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Mighty Warriors linqobele Zambia nge-1-0 emdlalweni wehlandla lakuqala elesigaba sokugcina esomkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ohlohlele iqembu leZimbabwe ngukuda kwaShepa Sopo, yena olitshayele emambuleni sekusele imizuzwana ukuba ihlandla lakuqala lomdlalo wanamhla lifike emaphethelweni enkundleni yeRufaro esesigodlweni iHarare. Ngehlandla lesibili, iqembu leZimbabwe lizame ngamandla wonke ukuba lingezelele amagoli, kodwa alikwenelisanga lokho ngoba unozinti weZambia weHazel Nali ube yisinama. Ngokunqoba kwalo lokhu, iqembu leZimbabwe lithuthukise amathuba alo ukuyadlala kumncintiswano wokudinga intshanjo zezwekazi lase-Afrika ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseCameroon nekupheleni kwalonyaka. Ukuze leli phupho elokuyadlala kumidlalo ye-Africa Women Cup of Nations ifezeke, kuzamele iqembu le-Mighty Warriors lingavumeli ukunqotshwa emdlalweni wesibili ozaqhutshelwa kwele Zambia ngesonto ezayo. Kuzamele aqaphele amantombazana eZimbabwe ngoba iqembu leZambia livele lilekhubu elokuba likhitshwe liqembu leZimbabwe kumkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyadlala kwimidlalo ye-Olympics ezaqhutshelwa kwele Brazil ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi. Iqembu le-Mighty Warriors ngelinye lamaqembu athole ilungelo lokuncintisa kwimidlalo yenguqu yabesifazane kule midlalo ye-Olympics ngemva kokunqoba iqembu leCameroon. Umncintiswano we-2016 Africa Women Cup of Nations uqoqwa inhlanganiso ye-CAF njalo uzaqhutshelwa elizweni leCameroon ekupheleni komnyaka. Le midlalo izaqala ngenyanga kaLwezi ifika emaphethelweni ngenyanga kaMpalakazi. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Lila lemthwakazi omuhle.